One was at least giving me hope this morning. Honourable members, could I just get an indication from Babawa if we have a quorum?
Good morning, Chair. Yes, we do have a quorum, Chair.
Honourable members, I have a serious problem. We have to go through the amendment bill clause by clause, and I cannot hand over the chairing of the meeting to the whip. So I am requesting very respectfully, and this is a situation out of my control. I have to chair the meeting when we go through it clause by clause. The civilian secretariat is here. So honorable members, I'm asking that I do that on Friday because you are not, I'm really, my network is very unstable. Is the deputy minister here?
Not yet, Chair.
Honorable Whip, I'm requesting that I cannot let you chair the meeting when we do a bill. The chairperson has to chair that meeting when we go through the bill clause by clause. And I'm moving now. I'm in a car. And so I'm requesting that we do that clause by clause analysis of the bill and adoption of it clause by clause on Friday. Honorable Work. Do we have the Honorable Work?
Hi, Chairperson.
Honorable Whip, your network is also bad. Honorable Whip? Honorable members.
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Whip.
Networks are bad.
Honorable Whip, your network is very bad. We can't have you. Honorable members, it doesn't even seem as if the Whip will be able to chair the meeting.
I know I have a challenge with my work.
Honorable members, I'm asking that we all be patient. It's very clear that the WIP also doesn't have a proper network. Let us be patient. Honorable Sheikh Imam.
Yeah. Chairperson, good morning. Yes, I'm available. I'm here. Can you hear me? I'm
not. Yes, yes, your network is good. Honorable.
Yeah, I paid my bill.
Honorable Sheikh Imam, you know, I pay my bill double every month. I pay double. Sorry.
I pay in US dollars, Chairperson.
No. Honorable members, I am proposing now you can hear the WIP also has network problems, but irrespective of the WIP's network problems, the chair has to chair the meeting. So I'm requesting that we do the, as far as possible, that we do the adoption of the reports today and that we do the clause by clause adoption of the bill on Friday. We all want that bill out. So we are committed to completing the bill still this week. And then that we then do the bill on Friday. The civilian secretariat is here. We can't hear the whoop. So Babawa, can you flight the agenda for us, please? Honorable members, can we start with the adoption of the minutes of the budget reports and then the adoption of the, we have to start firstly with the minutes and budget reports. Those are three items. And then we have to do the adoption of the committee budget reports. Can we start then by 5.1? Nicolette, can you please flight all the documents as they come? And then Nicolette, you will also indicate to me which one you have ready and what would be the next one.
Thank you, Chair. I'll do that. We will start with the such one.
Nicolette, you may start. Honorable members, you have received these reports well in time. I'm looking at the introduction, page one. Nicolette, where is your numbers of your pages? There's page two, you've got numbers. Can you add page one there? You didn't indicate numbers. Honorable members, do you have any amendments? If you have amendments, we can stop. Do you have any additions? Have we omitted anything? We are now, Nicolette, you're going a little bit too fast. We are now by page six. You can still take me to page seven. Page seven. Please, members, could you assist me if you have any problems? Page seven. Page eight. Page nine. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, the observations of the committee. Could I read the observations? The committee made the following observations. The newly appointed National Commissioner, the term of office of the National Commissioner, the term of office of the National Head of the DPCI, the Head of Crime Intelligence, the alleged inhumane conditions of training facilities in Kimberley, the capacity of SAPS training academics, academies, recruitment. The next observation is promotion, reservists, the organizational structure, staff rotation, loss of skills in SAPS, accommodation and safety of police members, proportional allocation of compensation of employees, SAPS fitness program, SAPS wellness program. You're too fast for me, Nicolette. The SAPS Education Trust, the Central Firearm Registry. Next. The litigations related to the FDA, the Fire at Parliament, the investigations related to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, the July 20, 2021 there, Nicolette. The July 2021 civil unrest related cases, the high profile cases against politicians, the KZN provincial legislature oversight visits to police stations, the budget allocation for visible policing, the budget allocation for the forensic science laboratories, the SAPS garages, the underspending, the ICT plan, the SAPS air wing capability, the murder of police members to be classified as crimes against the state, the compliance to the taking of buccal samples, infrastructure projects, the research into the constitutional mandate of the SAPS, the resource allocation at top 30 crime stations, the decline in detective rate, gender-based violence and femicide, border management agency, the Critical Infrastructure Protection Act regulations, the ineffectiveness of the 10111 call center, the service delivery at station level, the recommendations, committee priorities and requests for information. The committee priorities were set under the following five headings. The recommendations, the portfolio makes the following recommendations. Could I have the recommendations, please? One, that the committee recommends that the SAP should investigate the implementation of a monitoring mechanism to track the movement of police. The committee recommends that the SAP should develop effective means of communication with recruits and reservists during the and after enlistment processes. The committee recommends that the SAPs must address the lack of promotion opportunities. The committee recommends that the organizational restructuring of SAPs must be completed. The committee recommends that SAP should strengthen the implementation of the staff rotation system. Six, the committee recommends that the SAP should further down manage their proportional budget allocation. Seven, SAP should conduct the research and analysis of incidents of SAP's members committing suicide. The committee recommends that the governance of the SAP's education trust must be strengthened. The committee recommends that the litigation with FDA must be concluded as soon as possible to avoid further escalation in legal costs and ensure stability in the forensic science laboratories. 10, the committee recommends that the decentralization of SAPS garages to provincial levels. The committee recommends that the operating model of 10111 call centers be examined. Committee recommends that the building of new police stations must be prioritized to bring policing services closer to communities. SAPS must prioritize the modernization of ICT infrastructure and leverage technology to fight crime. SAPS identify measures to improve service delivery at police stations. 15, SAPS police members serving in community service.
Recording stopped.
Nicolette. Honorable members, have I lost it or have you all lost? All right. Nicolette, I'm by the recommendations.
Chair, can you see the recommendation?
I can now see the committee identify measures to improve service delivery, recommends that police members serving in community service stations should be trained, that efforts to address gender-based violence and femicide should be increased, 16, 17, The department should address the long-term decline in performance in detectives. Department should accelerate the resourcing
recording
of the top
in
five
progress.
Provinces and top 30 police stations. SAP should embark on the development of the implementation and response plans. SAPs must report progress on the implementation of the recommendations. The request for information and reports. The reports were submitted by SAPs and are available. Urgent feedback was requested. We received the feedback. The next page. The reports were submitted by SAPs. The committee is grateful for the interaction with the minister, the deputy minister, and the national commissioner. Political parties, do you reserve your rights with respect to the adoption of the report? Once you have done so, I'll take the apologies.
Yes, Chairperson. Yes, Chairperson, the DA reserves our rights.
DA reserves its rights. Anyone else?
ACDP also reserves our rights.
ACDP reserves its right. Who else? Where is IFP? Honorable Majosi has given birth to two healthy twin boys. We congratulate her, but we do not have someone from IFP. EFF?
Our chair, Mr. Shembeni, he is struggling to connect.
Could we? Mr. Shembeni, Babalwa and Nicolette, could you just take Mr. Shembeni later when he has connected? I cannot reserve his rights for him, but I'm sure he will reserve his rights. Any other political party? Freedom First, Dr. Groenewald has submitted an apology. We'll then... those committees who will reserve their rights, yes.
Chairperson, sorry for my interruption. My apology for that. Mm-hmm. Chairperson, I know that I want to add something about this report, and I don't know whether that's appropriate here, but I just want to raise it, and then you can rule on that, please.
Honorable de Blanche, could you please come?
Chairperson, I am concerned that, you know, recently, you know, especially the social media was flooded by very, very serious allegations amongst the top management of the police. And, you know,
Honorable de Blanche, I have that and the advocate TFO matter after we have discussed and adopted the reports.
Okay, are we going to discuss it then, Chairperson? Sorry, my line was a bit off now.
Honorable de Blanche, that was not part of the report. So what I will do is that I will complete and adopt all reports, reserve your rights, and then when I have done that, then we must discuss the matter of the serious implications of a senior manager. We can't discuss it in detail. We've referred it to IPED, and then we also have the advocate TFO matter. Members of the committee have also written to me about that. So can we then, Honorable de Blanche, first do the reports, and then we discuss those matters?
Thank you, Chairperson. It's good with me.
Okay, thank you, Honorable de Blanche agrees. Is Shembeni now? Honorable Shembeni, is he here now?
No, Chair.
All right. Do we have a proposal for adoption of the report?
Good morning, Chair.
Honorable Peacock proposes.
Yes.
Do we have a seconder?
Honorable Malekwa seconded.
Honorable Malekwa seconds. Thank you very much. We can go on to the next report.
Chair, good morning. We have the civilian secretariat.
The report of the civilian secretariat, the introduction, the meeting held. Terms of TOC, theory of change, firearms control amendment bill, SAPS amendment bill, the review of CSPS Act, the budget allocation. Program one. Program one, program two, three, program six, the observations, community safety forums, assessment reports, complaints management, employment of police and administrative personnel, impact of the department, the mandate, customer satisfaction survey, progress on legislation, theory of change. The theory must be explained in more detail. The meeting should be scheduled to further discuss the matters related thereto. The department welcomed the opportunity indicated that a written response will be provided. I do not only want a written response, I want a presentation, please. The unclear format of presentation, consultancy services, vacancies, the recommendations. I put to you recommendation A, B, C, D, E, F. The request for information. I did not receive any of that information. Nicolette and Babawa, I did not receive this information.
Chair, I have also not received it.
Where is the civilian secretary? Babawa, did you receive this?
Not yet, Chair.
Civilian secretariat, you were supposed to submit your information by the 25th of April. Are they here, Nicolette?
Chair, I think the legal services of the secretariat are represented.
No, we can't. But ask we will. Legal services.
We will follow up with the department, Chair.
Can I have those responses today, please, Nicolette? What do you have on page 14, Nicolette? Peacock has no sound on her side. Oh, honourable members, this load shedding. Now Peacock has to reconnect. Mesho is leaving. All right. The DA and the EFF reserved its rights with respect to the adoption of the report. EFF has also sent me a message saying they reserve their rights on the other report. Do we have any corrections, additions, responses by the committee members?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Malekwa, move for the adoption of the report.
Honorable Malekwa, you can move now. Let me just hear if there's corrections or additions. I don't see any hands. Yes.
Chairperson, just to record the ACDP's reserved rights also.
All right, ACDP reserves its rights. Any other party?
The DA as well, Chairperson.
I've mentioned the DA and the EFF.
Thank you, Chair.
Nicolette, could you also include EFF in the other report?
Yes,
honorable members, thank you. Molekwa has proposed adoption. Do we have a seconder? Do we have a seconder for the adoption of this report?
I second, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Siabi seconds the adoption of the report. Babawa, before we do the next report, could you just give me the apologies, please? Honorable Majozi is on maternity leave. Patrain is on maternity leave. I received an apology from Honorable Groenewald. Honorable Meshu is going to leave early. Do I have any further apologies? The minister?
Chair, I also received.
Babawa, we lost you. Was it, did I lose Babawa or have you also lost her?
Chair,
yes?
I received the apology from Ms. She will leave the meeting. I also received an apology from the minister. He's attending the meeting with the Select Committee on Security and Justice. The DM will join the meeting later.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, that takes care of the apologies. Could we go to the next report now?
Chairperson, we have the Independent Police Investigative Directorate.
We have IPED, the introduction, the meeting held, the legislative mandate, the budget allocation. Budget allocation. Legal and advisory services. Compliance, monitoring. Budget allocations. Personnel and expenditure on compensation of employees, program performance, administration program, investigation and information management. Legal and investigation advisory services. Monitoring and stakeholder management. Committee observations. Backlog in technical reports. Backlog in cases. Post-decision making monitoring cases. Identification of hotspot provinces. Corruption cases. Women empowerment. Memorandum of understanding. Merging of programs, performance indicators, contract workers, budgetary effect on expanding IPET's mandate, recommendations A, B, C, D, E, F, G, request for information. Did we receive that information?
We have not, Trey.
This is totally, totally unacceptable. Nicolette, if they do not have that information with me today, they are going to be in serious trouble, and I mean serious trouble. We had a commitment to the members that the information will be with us before we adopt the reports. It means on Friday I will come back and not adopt this report. I will reverse all the adoption of the reports. The conclusion, Honorable Whoop, we do not have these reports, Honorable Whoop.
Yes, Chair.
No, they were supposed to give us the information. It's now the Civilian Secretariat, and now it's IPED. I will call the Minister, the Deputy Minister, and the NASCOM immediately after this meeting. But it's totally unacceptable. They gave us the dates when they will be able to give us that information. And we told them that we wanted before today.
Chairperson?
Yes?
Very sorry to interrupt you. Baba indicated that we did receive the IPED responses and that she will share it immediately after the meeting.
All right, so it's just the Civilian Secretariat.
Yes, Chair.
All right. Any changes, amendments, additions?
Chairperson, if I may, I just want to mention something.
Yes.
Chairperson, just the issue of the backlog. I think that is important, and we did touch on that, if my memory serves me right, that we are dealing with a growing backlog. And obviously that is a very, very serious trend, Chairperson. I think if you agree that we can maybe add something to that backlog and that, you know, it is a growing backlog. Thank you, Chairperson.
Are you not happy with the way we phrased it here?
Chairperson, I don't think it's that clear. And maybe Nicoletta, I know she's a very bright woman, and, you know, I'm sure she'll be able to formulate something there, Chairperson.
Nicolette, can you just include the growing backlog? Nicolette is busy there. Yes, thank you, Nicolette. Anything else?
I'm fine, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, members. We have the reserve, the members, the parties who reserve their rights. EFF, DA, ACDP, who else?
Can I come in, Chair?
Yes, Honorable Marekwa.
No, thank you, Chair, and good morning to all on the platform. I know I was not in the meeting on the 20th. I had an apology, but reading under the recommendations, I don't know if it's proper for me to say under the recommendation that says that the department to submit a list of all hotspots, provinces that are crime hotspots. I would say it should not just end with provinces, because we'll know we'll have maybe 9 or 8 provinces that are hotspots, but it should also go as far as stations in each province that are a crime hotspots, Chair. If you can add stations to that.
Yes.
Thanks, Chair.
That was with the we had that under SEPs. We can also include a recommendation by Honorable Marekwa. It is not a matter of you weren't in the meeting, but that one of hotspots. Can you just go there to hotspots? We have the one of hotspots that you include. The identification, you had it now, Nicolette. Yes. And also at the station level, eh?
I'll include that, Jane.
Yes, identification of hotspot provinces and stations. It's not a new matter, honorable members. We must just include stations, eh? So it's not a new matter raised by Marekwa, honorable Marekwa. We have just included stations. Do I now have a proposal for the adoption of the report?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I move for the adoption of the report.
Malekwa moves adoption. Do I have a seconder?
Peacock.
Peacock seconds. Could you take us to the next report? Honorable Whip, can you just take us through this report for a few seconds? Please, Honorable Whip, I just need a few seconds.
Okay, Chair. Good morning once more, colleagues. Can we have a report, Nicolette? Am I audible?
Yes, you are, Whip.
Yes, Whip, you are.
Thanks very much.
Honorable Whip, it's coming up.
Okay.
Is it visible, Honorable Whip?
Yes, there's a report with regard to CIRA introduction, which talks to the structure of the report. 1.2 meetings held. Item 2, policy and legislative mandate. Yes. It is the mandate. Levies under 3 strategic priorities. Number 4, role of private security in the July 2021 unrest. Number 5, overall budget 6, performance indicators and targets. 7, committee observations. 8, recommendations. There are 3 recommendations there by the committee to CIRA. And in conclusion, the committee welcomed the authority's report and expressed appreciation for its continuous outstanding performance. The committee encouraged the authority to continue to uphold high standard and performance and should not drop the ball. The authority should consider to purchase its own building rather than paying a lot of funds on rentals in order to reduce the excess funds building expenses. At least with CIRA, there are no outstanding documents, ne? Nicolette?
Yes, Honorable Whip. There was no request for additional information.
The report is presented for consideration by members of the committee Any contribution, additions to the report? Any input from honorable members?
Thank you, Honorable Wip. Could we then, as the chair, propose adoption of the report?
The chair has proposed.
Propose adoption. The Wip proposes. Do I have a seconder?
Lekwa.
Malekwa supports and seconds. The report is thus adopted. Nicolette, that report is now adopted. Do we have another item now?
Chairperson, I just want to make sure any rights reserved from other political parties.
Oh, yes. Yes, rights reserved by DA, EFF, ACDP, any other political parties?
Thanks, Chairperson.
If none, then the report is adopted. Were those rights reserved? Can you just include those rights reserved?
I will do that, Chair, and that brings us to the end of the budget report.
All right, thank you very much. Could I see the agenda? Remember now I'm going to do the clause by clause of the DNA bill on Friday. What is the next item, Nicolette? I will then also look at the matter of the irregularity of the appointment of the member and the T4 advocate T4 matter. What else do you have on your agenda now, Nicolette?
Chairperson, the following item would have been the DNA amendment bill, but so we can move ahead with the other matters arising.
Yes, thank you. Matters arising. Honorable, can you please start with us? Honorable Member de Blanche, can you do the introduction, please?
Chairperson, yeah, thank you. Chairperson, I touched on the issue earlier, as I said. The issue about Lieutenant General Netsia, you know, the social media was flooded, you know, for quite a while, and we received, you know, bundles of, you know, loads of emails and stuff about this very issue. And it is very serious, it's very serious allegations, Chairperson, that this Major Lieutenant General, you know, she sort of, the allegations are in the area that she cloned with the assistance of other people, somebody else's. She's not even a South African citizen. Those were the allegations. And obviously, you know, apparently she was assisted that in terms of the allegations, to clone, you know, somebody else's identity, a South African citizen's identity, that allowed her, you know, to get appointed in the police, got promoted in the police to a very, very senior position. And after her appointment, further allegations, you know, sort of claiming that she in turn also appointed some other people on the same basis. And the one allegation is that apparently her sister was also appointed in that position. And even her daughter, you know, she was studying at a university. And during the study, she got a monthly, what is claimed, a stipend from the police in some or other way. And after she completed her degree, that is the daughter now, she also got appointed in the police. Chairperson, if this is true, this is a scandal, you know, that we cannot just, you know, tolerate sitting down. I think at least we need to get the police to come to investigate this, and you know they must come give us some presentation on this as a matter of urgency, Chairperson. We cannot sit idle here and allow this very serious things, if true, to continue, you know, unabated. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Honorable De Blanche, indeed, I agree with you. I have requested and sent a request from the committee, which was referred to IPED for investigation. And then I am, I took a legal opinion on the matter, and it is very clear that SAPS cannot investigate itself. So I have requested that IPED prioritizes this case, as in we want responses as soon as possible, and it should not be in the chain or the list and placed at the bottom of a list of priorities. It should be escalated to the top of the investigations, as I said, because IPED cannot investigate itself. SAPS cannot investigate itself. Could I receive more hands, please? Honorable De Blanche, your hand is up again. That is the only hand I see. Yes.
Chairperson, thank you. Yeah, I agree with you. The the criminal, you know, allegations can obviously only be investigated by IPED, but the police are also responsible. You know, they are also responsible for the appointment of people and stuff like that. And in the meantime, I think that quite a bit can be done by the police, you know, in terms of the processes they followed and so on. Chairperson, I really think that the police owe us something, you know. At least this is a very senior official, and she must have been vetted, Chairperson. And if so, you know, obviously, I think she wasn't vetted at all. Because if they vetted, they would have picked up this information. So I think that that the police owes us some sort of report in terms of the vetting part. And, you know, during all the promotions that she moved, it is really unbelievable that something like this could have possibly happened. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable De Blanche. So the matter has not just been shifted to IPED. The National Commissioner, Minister, Deputy Minister, WIP, and the Minister, the WIP and the Chairperson are all working on the matter. Honorable WIP, your hand was up. Honorable Siabi, have we lost you?
No, I'm covered, Chair. I think your input and Honorable Derek Plan's inputs covered me.
Honorable WIP, I've now indicated that the team of five, which is the Minister, the Deputy Minister, the National Commissioner, the Chairperson, and the WIP has met, and that we are prioritizing this matter to get to the bottom of all the questions which is also being raised by Honorable De Blanche. Honorable De Blanche, I hope you realize the seriousness with which we've regarded this matter, and that the five-member team has now been looking at it. Do you accept that, Honorable De Blanche?
Chairperson, thank you. I'm glad that you know, that you are taking the steps that you indicated. And I think, you know, that we are all very, very eager and resolute to get to the bottom of this, Chairperson. Thank you.
Honorable De Blanche, that is exactly why this high-level team, which is not just a high-level team of officials, but the high-level team includes the Minister, the Deputy Minister, and as I said to you, the National Commissioner, the Chairperson, and the WIP. On the T4 matter, this committee of five, I think it's a very good committee which is meeting, where the two ministers from the ministry, the national commissioner, and the portfolio committee, we deal with matters of and elevate matters to this high level engagement. On the matter, on the advocate T4 matter, we are also engaging it at that high level. I don't see Honorable Shembeni. He has also raised this matter with me. Do we have any other member who would like to raise it? As you have seen that we are really compromised with the manner in which SAPS dealt with the advocate T4 matter. I'm not going to say and pass any judgments or make any statements, since that could be held against us later. But nonetheless, the team is dealing with it. I've noted Honorable Tablanche's hand.
Chairperson, thank you. Yeah, Chairperson, yes, I agree with you. And I just want to draw your attention to our Honorable Chief Judge in the country. His observation, his, you know, observation about it, and I fully support, you know, what he said. I really think that, I don't know whether you have had the opportunity to look into that yet, but that will really be beneficial for the committee also, just to take note of what the Chief Judge said about this incident, Chairperson. Thank you.
It is indeed the Chief Justice, Zondo, has commented on the matter, and we will take that into serious regard when we do discuss it. I'm requesting that you understand we are dealing with this at a very high level. The matter of Advocate T4 has been ongoing. It's been a long debate between us and SAPS. Civil society has also been writing letters to us. So it is a matter which we have been seized with. I'm sure Nicolette will tell you that we have been writing several letters and responding to several letters which came from Advocate T4, from civil society, Ms. Mary De Haas. She has also written an article on this. And in all fairness, we do need to take this matter very, very seriously. The behavior of SAPS on this matter has to be investigated. And if we listen and we read what the Chief Justice has said, then it is cannot be left unresolved. And the committee does have to pay attention to the matter. Honorable members, could I now look at the minutes of the previous meeting, please? Honorable members, sorry, I was again offline. You saw the proposals. My internet connection is unstable. If there are any additions or corrections, could you do so, please? Corrections? Honorable members, do I have a proposal for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable members?
I move for the adoption of the minutes, Chair.
Honorable Siabi moves for adoption. Do I have a seconder?
Shaky Mom.
Shaky Mom seconds. Thank you very much, honorable members. We will be meeting again on Friday, and we will do the clause by clause amendment on the bill. Honorable Tablanche, is that the historic end?
Chairperson, no, my sincere apology about this. I forgot something. Yes. May I still add at this stage something about the police and, you know, the issues with the senior management and so on? If I may, Chairperson, I'll gladly do so.
Honorable Tablanche, could you send it to me? Because now we have adopted, and then I will see if we can include it. I will then include it and present it to the committee on Friday.
I will send it to you, Chairperson. Thank you.
You do understand that we have now already adopted the reports. So if we include a matter now, I have to present that clause to you on Friday.
Thank you, Chairperson. I do understand that.
All right. Honorable members, if you have any amendments which you would like to propose to the DNA bill, could you do so urgently, please, so that I know on Friday if you have any amendments. Honorable members, could you also send me a message on my WhatsApp if you're going to have any amendments to the bill? The legal team will be there, civilian secretariat will be there, and if you have substantial amendments, could you then email me? So just a simple WhatsApp to say you have amendments or you don't have amendments. If you don't have amendments, also send me a message, please. And then on Friday, I would then know how to manage the amendments, because we're doing the bill on a clause by clause basis. We have another set of minutes of the 22nd of April. Can we do those minutes? Page one, page two, page three, page four, all right. Committee deliberations, resolutions, closing remarks. All right. Any changes? Additions? Comments? Nicolette, please don't forget the matter of the Tablanche addition. Honorable members, we still have a bit of time. Could I first have a proposal for the adoption of these minutes?
I propose adoption of the minutes, Chair.
Peacock proposes adoption. Do I have a seconder?
Molekwa seconding, Chairperson.
Molekwa seconds. Thank you very much. The minutes are adopted. Honorable Tablanche, I still have some time. Do you perhaps, can you formulate your input on that report? Honorable Tablanche.
Chairperson, I as I said, I forgot something. We did touch on the other issues regarding that Lieutenant General Nasir. But then I also want to know, Chairperson, I think something that is also important regarding the top management of the police. You will recall, that is well known, the issue, the grabber issue, let's call it the grabber issue. Okay, the national commissioner, the state president, you know, obviously he and the national commissioner, they reached an agreement and they left. And my question is, are any further criminal or whatever action still ongoing against the national, the ex-national commissioner? But then the second part of my question is, Chairperson, there were also two what was called deputies. Now, I think the one resigned from the police service in the meantime, but there are also the same question. One, obviously the only person, the person that could have acted against the national commissioner, you know, in terms of, you know, let's call it, you know, not criminal stuff, but, you know, normal administrative issues, was the state president. But the new national commissioner need to consider now possible action against the deputies or the remaining deputy regarding the allegations, you know, departmental, possible departmental steps to be taken, if any. So I just want that also to be highlighted, Chairperson, and obviously the police will, the new national commissioner must apply his mind and give us feedback on that as well. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable members, could I do the following? Could I look at what Honorable Tablanche has proposed, formulated, because I did not expect Honorable Tablanche that it was going to be these matters. So can you give me a time? I will request that Nicolette interacts with you, Honorable de Blanche, and then you call me and the two of us. We can look at what we will do to this matter, and then we will address it Friday. It's obvious that I cannot just address it today. Are you happy with that, Honorable de Blanche?
I am very happy with that, ruling Chairperson. Thank you.
All right. Honorable members, the committee meeting on next week, Wednesday, the agenda will change because the Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure will be in a cabinet meeting. Now, remember, we have agreed that when they have committee meetings, they will come. But when they have cabinet meetings, that the leader of government business, the deputy president and the president has requested that the ministers, when they do have items on the cabinet agenda, that they do prioritize cabinet. So we have engaged with the two ministers. The one is the Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure and the Minister of CETA Communications. So we are in direct contact with their offices, and we are arranging for a meeting as soon as possible. I also would like the members to note that it is the period of the budgets in the parliament, the presentations of budgets. So ministers will be having their budgets, and they'll also be doing some roadshows before they do their budgets. So this has also made it tough for us to coordinate their diaries with that of the committee. But I would like the committee to know that we are working extremely hard on getting those two ministers to appear before the committee. I hope you find that in order. Honorable members, do you accept that we are engaging with those ministers?
Chairperson, if I may.
Yes, Honorable Tablanche.
Chairperson, we, you know, obviously I accept that they have their responsibilities, but then my request would be, Chairperson, that we find another date. I think it's of utmost importance that we get, you know, the Minister of Public Works also appearing before this committee. Chairperson, we cannot tolerate a situation like, you know, is happening at the moment with police facilities and buildings. So that is my request. We must just make sure that we are going to get the minister to come, you know, that we can engage with her. Thank you.
Honorable Tablanche, I am speaking directly to those ministers. So I'm not even working with their officers. The Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure has proposed for the 18th of May with Minister Dalil. But what I'm asking you is that you give me an opportunity to confirm this and amend the agenda accordingly so that we have it prioritized on the agenda when the minister is available. Not that we are giving her the leeway, but she does want us to receive that report. We are also engaging her on the content of the presentation so that you don't just receive a high-level presentation, but so that we also receive responses on some of the urgent matters which have been raised by the committee. Nicolette, could you just come in here, please? On the agenda, can you just help us, please?
Good morning, Honorable Chair and members. Because we had a bit of a challenge with next week's agenda, we considered the strategic planning session that one day that the committee had on the 1st of April. And one of the issues that came out very strongly is the low morale of SAPS members and also the lack of emotional and psychological support that may lead to members. Sorry, Jay.
Nicolette, I'm losing you. I'm having a problem. Whoop, can you just close the meeting? If I get kicked out, my network is very bad. Nicolette?
Jay?
You can continue. We're closing the meeting now. My network is fading me. And if I cannot conclude the meeting, can you then consider the meeting closed? Nicolette, we are busy with the agenda now. Conclude. You can conclude.
Thank you, Chi. I will further communicate with members on the reason for the agenda change. Thank you, Chi.
Thank you very much, honorable members. That brings us to the end of the meeting. We'll inform you about all the agenda changes, and you will inform me if you want to make any amendments to the DNA bill, and we'll do that DNA bill clause by clause on Friday. Thank you very much, honorable members. We'll meet again on Friday.
Thank you, Chair.